The Aveda. Let's say you're a Shomer Aveda. You find somebody's Aveda, and you're watching it. And then the owner comes to you and says, listen, I have a sim, and you're holding my chavis, give it back to me. And you say, you know what, true, I found it, but it was stolen from me. And then later we find out that you're a shak and you're a liar. And you really have it. In such a case, mishalom tashlum kefil. Still you have to pay kefil. Toyin tainas ganif by aveda also gives you a lot like a ganif, that you have to pay kefil. Shenem, because the pasuk says, akol aveda sheyaymar. Even by an aveda also you have the same halacha. By an aveda also, shemer aveda also. If you're toyin tainas ganif, and then we come out and you swear, and we come out that you're a liar, really you have it, but it's like a you have a look like a regular ganif, and therefore you'll have to pay back kefil to the bailiff.
Now, really, that's what this whole sugi was talking about. From the beginning of the Gemara onwards, that said, like, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? The Minohan Emili always was not the stand as the parish of Ganef or Kefil, but of Toyin Tainas Ganef. How do we know that if you're a Shomer on a Shor, on a Sin, a Chamor, on a Salmer, or anything, and if you're Toyin Tainas Ganef, and then we find out that you're a Shakran, how do we know to say that you have a din ganav that you have to pay kefil? That's what we're dashing all these psukim. The last pasuk is not only by a regular shemer, even by a shemer aveda also we have the same halacha. But all these first halachas were that in a case where you are a shemer and you turn tanas ganav, that you have a din to pay kefil, whether it's a shor, whether it's a chamor, or the sugi before, whether it's oifes, oifes terim, oifes temeis, all these we have ribuyim to say you have a halacha of turn tanas ganav. And on this last Gemara before that we said, when the Gemara says, Salma is Lamute Dabar Sheinu Misuyin, if you don't have a simen, that's what Rashi learns. Dabar Sheinu Misuyin means if the owner does not have a simen in it. And really, Tosafos asks the question, like, what's the difference if you have a simen or not? Lamaisa, we're talking about that you're a shomer. If you're a shomer over it, and now the owner comes and says, give it back to me, and you're kaifer, and you swear, and then later we find out you're a shakran, so churi shav Hashem ganef. What's the difference whether it has a whether it's called a simen or not? So therefore, Tosafos learns, it's talking about a different case. It's talking about the cloud of the Amish boyim, Elo Adova Shevamidu Vishevamishkol, Vishevaminion. La Fuki bias Molly Mesatlocho, Vikis Molly. Aloyema Mashanatlocho, in the case where I say I gave you over something, and you yourself did not know exactly how much I gave over to you, in such a case you're parted from Ishvua. So here also, you won't have to swear in the case of your turn Tanis Ganef, you would not have to swear about it. Therefore, you would not have the locha like a Ganef. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Samach Gimel on my base on top. It's nine horsemen. We learned over there. And somebody says, Hey, Chir Pikadoni. The Bala boss comes back and tells the Shomer Pikadon, where's my Pikadon that I told you to watch? I gave you something to watch for me. Give it back to me. So Omalois, so the Shomer answers back and says, Ovad, it was lost. So the owner says, Mashbiacho Ani, I want you to swear to me. And the Omar Omer, and he says, yes. So the kids of the Shomer HaPikadon swore to say that the Pikadon was Ovad, was lost. And Masam is like a Shomer Chinyan, that is Potter on Geneva V'Aveda. Then the Edom Eden Oisai Shochlu. Later Edom come and say, they know Edis, that he himself ate it up. So Alachar is Mishalem Es HaKeren. You don't have to pay Keren. Not more, he doesn't have to pay Kefal over here. Because since he did not toy in Tainas Ganef, he only tainted that it was Ovad, he does not have a lock like a gun if he doesn't have to pay kefil. What about hoido al piatzmoi? Let's say after he swore false. First he swore that it was lost. And then he himself admits that he himself ate it up. So it comes out that he admits that he swore false also. So locheriz, mishala, and keren v'chay mishviyoshim. He has to pay back the keren. There's no kefil there. Of course, there was no kefil anyway. You don't have to pay by yourself. But you pay back a chaymish and you, for the korban, for the shvua that you swore false. And you have to bring the korban oshem, because you swore false. What about heichon tigdoni? Let's say the balabot comes back and asks the shomer, where's the pikadon? Where's the object that I told you to watch for me? Oh, my lord. So the shomer says, you should know nignav. It was stolen from me. Mashviach ani v'yomer omein. So the balabot says, swear, and he says, yes, he swore. So come to size now, the shomer freed himself with the toyin tainas ganef. So in such a case, then the Edom Eden Oisai Shagonvu, then later Edom come and say, it wasn't stolen from you, just you yourself stole it. You yourself have it. Is here, Mishalom Tashlum Kefil. You have to pay Kefil. So we learned before that Toyin Tainas Ganif, you have the lachah as if you yourself are a Ganif.
Hoyde meyatzmoy, let's say you admit it by yourself, hoyde meyatzmoy, mishalen kerem v'chaymish v'yoshim. If you admit yourself that you're the one that took it, so then kefel yipotah, because kefel is like a kenas, and moide b'kenas is potah. But you have to pay back the kerem, and the chaymish, and for korban oshim you have to bring for the shvur shekel, for the shvur that you swore for. That's called an asham gezelus. And it only comes if you hoidah piv, if you yourself admit it. So Mara says, Ketanim Mio, what have we learned? I call upon him over here. Ketanim Mio, Betoyin Tainis Ganif, Timishalim Tashlum Mekefil, that after Shema, Tainis first says that it was stolen from him. And then we find out, no, he has it, that he has to pay Kefil, he has a look as if he himself was a Ganif. Avol, but in the first case, where it was only Betoyin Tainis Ovad, where the Tainu was just that it was lost from him, Loi Mishalim Tashlum Mekefil, then he does not have to pay Kefil. That Toyin Tainus Ovad does not have a luck like you're a Ganif, even though later we find out that you yourself have it. Now, the Afilu Toyin Tainus Ganif, even in the case where you yourself tainted, that you freed yourself, because you said it was stolen from you, Bishvuah, who's the Mishan Tashlumi Kefum? It's only if you swore to it, like the Bereshit says, V'yomer Omein, and he swore to it that it was stolen from him. Avol Shalai Bishvuah, but Mashmi of the Shemir himself does not swear that it was stolen. He only says it was stolen from him. Then later we find out that he himself really has it. So it's mashma that einoy misham tashlumi kefil. He does not have to pay back kefil. So the question is, how do we know all these yisaidis? How do we know that? But toyin tanas ganav, yes. Toyin tanas ovid, no. And even toyin tanas ganav, it's only yes reshrua. How do we know all this? So Gemara says now, the Torah Rabbanu word like this. The pasuk says, im yimot say ha-ganav, if you find the ganav. So the Gemara says, Yishno, Betoyin, Tanis, Ganav, Akosim, Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about, not that you really stole, but just you were a Shomer, and you told the owner that it was stolen from you. That's called Toyin, Tanis, Ganav. You complained back to the owner when he asked for it and told him, it was stolen from me. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. So Gemara says, Atuayma, you're telling me, Betoyin, Tanis, Ganav. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Oyeyna, maybe not like that. Elo, the Ganav, Atzmoy. Maybe the pasuk is talking about by Ganif himself, where the person mamish stole it. Shemar says no, kushuaymu. When the pasuk says im lo yimotzei haganif, if you did not find the ganif, so therefore heviyoyma. Therefore, I say betoyin tainas ganif akosu medaber. But the pasuk over here is talking about toyin tainas ganif. The Rashi says kushuaymu im lo yimotzei ganif ulekayim leida mukminin lo betoyin tainas ganif. That he himself was a ganif. So high crowd liyel nami b'shenimtsa balabayish shakro and komar kamei parchina and trei crowd lomeli. And we have two pesukim. What are we need two pesukim for? But I call part of this pasuk as Mashmud's talking about not that it was really stolen, but just you were a shomer and you said it was stolen from you. Nothing more says tanya the quote another brayso. It says the pasuk im yimotzei haganif, if you find the ganif. So the ganif atzma kosa medaber. Here the pasuk is talking about you find the ganif himself. Atuaim, you're telling me the ganif atzma. The pasuk is talking about where you find the ganif himself. Oyeyna, maybe not that way. Oyeyna yella betoyin tainis ganif. Maybe we're talking about where really he's only a shomer. Just he tainis, he complains that it was stolen from him. So Mar says no. Kishuaim, when the pasuk says im lo yimotzi a ganif, if you did not find the ganif. Haray, that's the case of Toyin Tanis Ganif, Omar. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. If so, Homani, Mekayim, what do I do with the Pasuk? Im Yimotzei HaGanif, if you find the Ganif. So here this Brisa says it means, the Ganif Atzma Kosim Medaber. So of course it's a Shaila, what this Pasuk of Im Yimotzei HaGanif is talking about. Is it talking about a case where you're a Ganif itself? To the Ganif himself we're talking about? Or are we talking to the Shomer that owns Toyin Tanis Ganif? No. Gemara says, but the kula yalma miyos, everybody agrees though, that im lo yimotzei haganif, betoyin tainas ganif tziv. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Im lo yimotzei haganif. The question is about im yimotzei haganif. But the other pasuk that says im lo yimotzei haganif, that for sure is talking about toyin tainas ganif. Gemara says, my mashma, how do you know that? Where's the mashmoyis like that? Gemara says, amarovo, im lo yimotzei kamei shomar. The pasuk means like this. Later, if we find out that it's not like the Shema said, In other words, first the Shemis said it was stolen from him. And later we find out it's not like he said, but rather Elo Shuatz Magonav. But rather he himself really has it. He himself wants to steal it. So in such a case, the Pasuk says, Yishalin Shnayim, that you have to pay kefil. Now, Uminolan de Bishvua, how do we know that by Toyin time is Ganav is only if the Shemis swears first? Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'nikra balabayis el Elohim, the balabos brings you to Bezdin. So l'shvua, it means that he brings you to Bezdin, you have to swear that it was stolen from you. So the Gemara says, Atayma, you want to tell me l'shvua? We're talking about that the balabos makes you swear. Oyeina, maybe not that way, elu l'din, maybe just the balabos brings you to the din Torah. He brings you in to have a psak din, whether you have to pay or not. So the Gemara says, no. Never, it says, shlichas yad lamata. The psukim below this is talking about shlichas yad. V'nema, shlichas yad lamala. It says shlichas yad above also. So ma'al, halam, b'shua, just like over there before talking about, you make a shvua. I'll tell you here this pasuk also. Avkan b'shvua. Here also we're talking about with a shvua. That's how we know, dafka with a shvua. Yeah. Rashi says, shlichas yad lamata, b'shoy mesocho. Pasuk says, shvua sashem tia ben shneim. Him lo sholach. So we say both of them mean with a shvua. So more stuff like this. Bishleim alaman diyom echad beganif v'chad b'tarentan as ganif hayno dichtiv trei kroi. Now, good, so we prove the point that you have to have a shvua. But now, if you tell me now, im yimotzi a ganif is talking about the ganif himself. Im lo yimotzi a ganif is talking about tarentan as ganif. That's why it's good, why I need two psukim. Elu l'man diyoma tavayu, but the first man diyoma that said both of them is talking about v'toy and tainas ganif. If both psukim are talking about where the ganif himself, where the shomer only complains and says that it was stolen from him, but not that he really made a real ma'aseh geneva, if so, shrei kroi lomli, what do I need two psukim for? So Moses says, I'm going to tell you like this. Chad, true, we have two psukim here that there's a parash of toyin tainas ganif. If you just complain and tell us that it was stolen from you, and you swore to it, and then we find out you have it, you have a luck as if you're a ganif. So what do I need two pesukim for? Chad, one pesuk is lemutei tainis oved. To tell us that only if you toy and it was stolen from you, but not if you only say it was lost. If you only say oved, then you do not become a ganif. And uleman diyoma. That's why I need two. One is Lagufa, it wants to teach us that Tainus Ovad, it doesn't have the locha. Now, Ulaman, Diyom Echad Beganif. Vechad Betoyin Tainus Ganif, Deloy Miyaser, he doesn't have anything extra. If so, Lemute Tainus Ovad Minolei. How does he know this Yisoid, that if the Shema complains and says it was lost from him, and then later we find out that he has it, that he's not called like a Ganif, he doesn't have to pay Kefil. How do we know it? So Gemara says, he makes a Joshua from Miganif HaGanif. It says, in Yimotzei HaGanif. So from the word Haganah, that's what we learned it out from. Ros, yeah. Ros, im lo yimotzei Haganah. So from the Hebrew learn out, it's only from a tainus ganif, and not from a tainus ovat. The other one says, l'man diyama tavayi b'torin tainus ganif. Tim yutilei torin tainus ovat. That he says, you use one to teach us not an ovat. If so, ganif Haganah, my darish bey, what does he dash from the extra hay? From the Haganah, what does he do with the word Haganah? So it tells the Amri Loch and answer back, Mi boilel in the Kareb Chiba Rabba. We need it from Chiba Rabba Talocha. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, it says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rabbi Chiba Rabba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, you should know, Ha toyin tainas ganav epikodin. If somebody's toyin tainas ganav by epikodin, that means you're a shame of epikodin. And you tain it back to the Bible that was stolen from you. And then we find out that it's a false, that really you have it. That Mishal Tashlumi Kefal. That you have to pay back Kefal. What about Tofach Umochar? Let's say you yourself later shechted it. Now you yourself sold it. Is Mishan Tashlumi Abo V'Chamisha? That you have to pay Abo V'Chamisha. So you see, even though you're only a Torin Tainas Ganef, you're only a Shemer, and really you did not steal it. You did not steal it. Just you kinded that it was stolen from you, so that has a look like your Mamisha Ganef, that later if you yourself sold it, or you yourself made a Shkitir on it, you have to pay Dal V'Hei. That's why enough an extra word like ganif ha ganif. That's what the hay teaches me. Now, leman diyom, according to the other man diyom that says no, these two psukim chad the ganif im yimotzi ha ganif is talking about the ganif himself. The chad in the second pasuk yim lo yimotzi haganif. It's talking about betoy in tainus ganif. If so, the haganif afkil muti tainus ovad. You needed the extra diyuk from the word haganif to teach us that when is there a pasha by a shomer if he toy is tainus ganif that he himself has left like a ganif? Only when he tainus ganif. But if he only tainus ovad, then he does not have a loch like a ganif. That's what the pasuk says haganif. Only when you tain this greva, and then we find out you have it, you have a little like a ganif. But not if you tain this ovad. If so, to Abchiv Arabi Minole, how do you know then to say this chiddush, that even when you tain this ganif, and later you yourself shechted that you chayiv, how do you know this? Omulach, I tell you, hekeshu. This is a hekesh. There will be makesh these two halachas of the ganif himself to a toin tain this ganif. So any halacha that a ganif himself has, the same halacha applies when you're a toy in tainus ganif. If you're just a shomer and you yourself didn't really make a maisa gneiva, you just say it was stolen from you. And later we find out you're a shakran, that you have a loch like a ganif. So it's a hekish that you're mamish like a regular ganif, therefore you'd have to pay dal vei if you make a mechira or a tzvicha. Or a tzvicha. And the klal is, v'yein meshiv and al hekesha. You can't ask any questions on a hekish. So Gemara says, everything is very good. If both psukim are talking about turn tainus ganif, if so, ganif atzmo minolei. How do we know the pasha by ganif himself then? Like the pasha that is talking about turn tainus ganif. How do we know by ganif himself would be the same halacha? In other words, then about that mandiyom we have a pasuk for ganif. But if you hold these two psukim are talking about turning time as ganif, it's like, where's the pasuk that talks about ganif himself? How do you know the pasha of the ganif himself? Maybe you tell me, that's a story I know from the kav v'chayma. Me turning time as ganif. That's madrich, if you don't really steal it. Just you're only a shomer, and you taina that it was stolen from you. And later we find out that you're a liar, you have a loch like you yourself stole it. So will you actually steal something? Avadi have these halachas. So Mar says, if so, da'i yolov min adin liyas kenodim. We should learn it out only from turning tainus. It has to be like turning tainus ganif, which is what? Ma'al halam b'shua. Just like by the parsha of turning tainus ganif, it's only if you swear first. So maybe every ganif also, he's only chayiv kefu, he's only chayiv da'ot v'hei maybe, afkan b'shua. Maybe only if he makes this, he swears to it. And we know it's not that way. So if so, how do we know a regular ganif has to pay kefu and has a bit of da'ot v'hei?
So the Gemara answers, Nafkulei mit the Tana de Bechiski, learns it out from Tana de Bechiski, Salocha. The Tana de Bechiski, he says, the Apostle really says here, Im himotze, simotze, biyodei hagneva. So the Apostle says, Mishor ad chamor ad se, chayim shnayim yishalim. So, Chiski Darshan, this Apostle comes to include all type of things it applies a gneva to. So here we learn out a ganef. Now, here is the Kasha Chiskiya, Yoim Ashor, let the Apostle just say, Shoru gneva. V'hakoyu b'chlal, what is just what it said, im himotze simotze biyodei hagneva mishorim, that alone I don't know everything. So Morris says, no, ilu kach, if it would have just said, gneva and shor, yisem, I would have said to say, maha prat mefurish kol legabim mizbech, it only says something like a shor, which is kol legabim mizbech. I would have thought to say, af koyal, all other animals, which is kol legabim mizbech. But I would not know more. So then I would say, Ma yesh tochol hovi. Says so, like the gneiver is the klal. What does the klal come to include more? Se, it comes to include se. So maybe only these things. So Mora says,